Well, good morning. Good morning to all my listeners out there. Today is Thursday, February 9th, 2023. I am your podcaster, R. Keith Langston, and this is Truth and Reality, Not for Kids. It will be our 67th episode as we're rolling along here, and I got some short but good stuff that people should know about what's going on. And before I get started, you know I have to thank all my countries for being here. They're very important to the whole podcast. So United States, Germany, Australia, Brazil, India, United Kingdom, Iran, you need weed, Austria, Bangladesh, Canada, Saudi Arabia, the fucking R word, Turkey, South Africa, New Zealand, France, the Netherlands, Azerbaijan, and Finland. Thank you all for being here today on Thursday, February 9th, 2023. Again, our 67th episode, and this is season two of, you know, our 67th episode, but actually, altogether, it will be 167 episodes in 2 years. So, you know, I'm trying to keep rolling, but like I said before, a reminder, I am going to take a break during 3 or 4 months, you know, beginning of summer and part of spring. I'm going to be taking a break at that time. And we still got some time to go, because I still got some things to say and some things to do. So welcome. Thank you for being here. First off, you know, remember the earthquake in Turkey and Syria? I said 5,000 on Tuesday because Monday was the first time I heard about it. Now today, there's not over 19,000 people dead. And if any of you around the world or in the United States watching TV, you saw the local news and they're reporting correctly, well, you would see how they were saving some babies and some kids, you know, stuck under rubble. Luckily, they weren't dead. They just couldn't get out, and then people found them, and they celebrated when they got babies out. That was quite dramatic to me. And it's gotten worse as far as the people they're looking for and finding. Hell, there was over 108 buildings damaged or just fallen over there. It's kind of nasty over there. But because the world really has a lot of good people, a lot of different countries have sent people and help over there to help those people. You know, they need water and food and all that. They don't even have, you know, I don't know how their electric grid is going, but what the hell good is that if you don't have a place to stay or a place to over your head to cook or you know, what, you know, that helps because it helps you stay alive. But I don't know, they built a lot of tents in certain areas, so people are staying there. This is just what I saw in the news recordings that they had from people going over there checking it out. That's going to be real rough for them to get done with that and get the people back on their feet. It's going to take some time. It's not going to, nothing like that. Even the disasters we have in the United States, it don't happen that fast. Don't forget that Ian hurricane that hit Florida back in November, that shit ain't fixed yet. They got a long ways to go. They got months to go before they can get roofs back over people's heads and stuff like that. Although, a lot of those people from Florida, they moved up to different spots and moved out to state, you know, for a while until they could get it back. But they want to live in Florida. Okay? And that's the same thing as far as Syria and Turkey goes over in the Middle East. These people want to stay where they live. Just like most of you, You don't want to go anywhere. You're cool where you live at right now. Am I right? Okay, I thought so. Most people want to stay where they're at. And you know, there's some people out there that have to move or want to move or don't like where they're at anymore. So, you know, you don't like it, especially when you're raising kids, maybe thinking about going someplace more quiet. You know, maybe think about that. And as I continue on, that disaster over there is very dramatic, and I didn't think it was going to be that bad, but it got worse than I thought just 2 days ago. And, you know, remember North Korea with that Kim Jong-yang motherfucker over there acting a fool? Well, they had a parade in their country yesterday, and he's a dictator. He's not been elected the president. And they had a parade, and, you know, he got to show off to his people and to other countries watching. They got missiles and bombs that they're showing them off. They got the military marching. I don't know if they're even near about as big as anybody other countries are. But they got that. They got these bombs and these missiles, you know, and rockets and shit. So they're showing off their power. And guess what? Each one of those rockets and bombs are aimed at the United States. Okay? That's where they're planning to go. That's who they hate. Okay? And he don't have enough people to have a war. But he got a nuclear bomb too. And I don't know if some of them rockets and missiles have any nuclear in them. But we don't want him to start acting a fool because of what America and China are going through. Speaking of that, remember that ball? That spy ball that Russia had? Russia's done this tactic more than once or twice. Okay? That motherfucker went through most of the country. And they're checking out bases and like they hung over in Montana, Missouri for 2 to 3 days. They're checking out our military bases. They're spying on us. You know, I don't give a fuck if you got a 1 billion-man army. We know how to deal with motherfuckers like you. And North Korea, I don't know why you want to be so noticeable. You know, we haven't forgot, but we know you're Hitler 3 out there. And I don't think nobody wants to fuck with you. Okay, so you go ahead and do things by yourself, be a dictator to your people, tell them what to eat, what not to eat, how to shit, how to smoke, how to do everything, you dictator motherfucker. I don't like you, and most of the country don't like you, because you're centered, and you're act like Hitler, Putin. And I hope you're not going to be Hitler 3 because you sure act and talk like it. Everything you do, you want to show the world. And flying that missile over Japan and their alarm went off all over the place. You know, it became a scary incident for the kids in school and a whole bunch of other people. Everybody started running and hiding because that alarm went off over the whole country of China because that's what North Korea did. Sending bomb, a missile over China to scare people just to show people what you got. Nobody give a fuck about what you got. And if you keep telling everybody what you got, they're going to know how to fuck you up too. Because you're stupid, you're an idiot, and you're a dictator. And you just like doing what you're doing. You know, you're fucking running that country, it runs through the whole family. You see, because your dad was dictator, and then you, and then I guess there's a sister next after you. So, you know, that's a country full of dictators. Okay? And we don't want nothing to do with y'all, because your people ain't free. You're telling your people how to live, you son of a bitch. I don't like you. And I want you off the map. I really do. And there might be some good people in your country that don't want you, but they can't say it over there because they'll put you in jail. Because it's a dictatorship. As I continue, there's been some other things going on. This guy Murdoch, because I'm going to be really short today. This may be the last thing I have to say. That Murdoch trial, the dude who killed his son and his wife, evidence being found everywhere. This is the 13th day of that trial. But one last thing I do have to say is they're starting to get real serious on fentanyl. Okay, that drug or the pill or the powder they put on other drugs that is killing people. They put it in your heroin, they put it on your crack. Yeah, you can overdose. And it was quite amusing and quite surprising when I went to Walgreens store yesterday and I was getting out. This guy, he saw me park. He come around my car, came over to the driver's side, wait for me to get out because I was ready to tase his ass. And then he stood 10 feet away and then he said, walked up to me when I got here. He said, hey, you know where I can get some Fetty? I said, Fetty? I said, you mean that shit that kill people? I said, oh, no. I didn't say anymore. I wanted to, but he walked away. And he walked over to the other two, three cars that was pulling in. And I don't know which one he talked to. But that he looked like he was about 17 or 18. Okay, maybe 19. But that shit is killing all those people. When you see homeless people, and sometimes in the middle of the day, they're just passed the fuck out. Well, they're probably overdosed on fentanyl. And what you have to do, they're putting all these machines in schools and certain areas like the county building, the city building. You know, you can go in there and get some fentanyl and help save somebody's life because they're overdosing and that could kill them. You see, there's been millions. There's been over a million people dying in the last 3 years from fentanyl. You know what I'm saying? You talk about what happened during COVID. The fentanyl's been going on and on and on and still now. And they haven't got a cure for that shit. Okay? They got the Narcan. It stops, brings them back out of an overdose. But there is no vaccine or nothing. You know, you can't get, unless you start taking that shit, taking the pill. Or smoking it, or whatever, maybe inject it. There is nothing for that. That's just stupidity. Okay? If you hear this word, fentanyl every day, people dying by the hundreds every day all over America, well, then that's a big problem. And fentanyl ain't no joke. And we need to start preparing when you go into the big city, like the downtowns of cities, and you see motherfuckers laying down or laying up against a building and nodding, they're probably on fentanyl and they're probably about to pass out or overdose. So we as people all over the world, we got to start watching for people that might be overdosed and try to get them some help. Okay, because they're so fucked up on that shit now. It's bigger than crack ever was. This here fentanyl is killing all colors. It don't matter. And most of the shit that's being sold is by Mexicans, the immigrants or whatever that live in the country or don't. It's coming up from Mexico. And as I said a few episodes before, they have hella little fentanyl little places where they're, you know, storing that shit, making pills out of that shit, putting it in other drugs. They got several places in the United States. I don't know about the rest of the world. Mexico's probably really fucked up with that shit. But they got these, you know, these places that, you know, they're making this shit, and they got people that come pick it up and they go out there and sell it for these people. You feel me? But it's killing people. Leave the fentanyl alone. And before I go, I have to say, if you're not walking with God, then you ain't doing what you should be doing. Okay? So if you want to be here for a while, and you want to live longer, and you want to be respected when you're gone, or even now, you need to walk with God and be able to talk right. I can talk right, but to wait for me to get across to other people, I have to talk like I'm talking right now on the podcast. Because sometimes when you talk too nice, people don't want to hear that shit. Okay? They want to hear you talk real shit. Like I do. That's what they want to hear. You got to get it into them and make them listen. Because you talk that shit, they like to hear that shit. They don't like nice talk. They like real talk. There's a difference, okay? There's bad talk, there's nice talk, and there's real talk like I do on my podcast, Truth and Reality, not for kids. So get away from the devil, grab God's hand, read a verse. I don't care if you read a verse a day, just do something like that. Get back with God and grab his hand and let him guide you into the right direction. Everybody, do you hear me? Do you hear me? I hope so. But at the same time, I'm about done. I want you to have a smile, not a coke. Just have a smile, have a joke, laugh at a joke, and have a good day. I want you all to have a good day. With that being said, I'm done for today. Come back on day before Super Bowl. That will be Saturday, February 11th, and I got some more for you, okay? I got some more for you day before Super Bowl, and I'm going to talk about some football, too. Not too deep, but there's going to be other stuff that happens that I need to inform you about. And did you listen to Trump's, his speech the other night? It was mostly good. And I thought they did mostly well during his presidency. But we still got to deal with the Republicans. Okay? Just smoke. Just smile. Laugh at a joke and tell one. And have a good day. I'm out.